Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I am here sitting on the bedside table of boys and girls all over the world, ready to tell you a story about the things that I have seen on my visit all over the world, visiting children everywhere. You know, it was a very special day today. I was visiting with a little girl who was living, in the Northern Canada reserves. And her daddy has these guns that he uses to go hunting with. And they have them hanging on the wall. And so she wanted to have a gun just like her daddy had because she thought that was so nice. So she told her daddy that she'd like to have a gun for Christmas as a toy. And her daddy says, "Oh, well, all right, how about that?" So he bought her this little toy gun. And she was so happy with this toy gun. She played with it and carried it with her everywhere, and every place she went, she had this toy gun along. Well, she was visiting at a neighbor's, and the neighbor boy was just about her age, and she said to him, "Do you have a gun, James?" And James says, "No, I don't have a gun. My daddy doesn't let me play with guns." And, "Well, no, this is a toy gun." "No, my daddy doesn't let me play with toy guns or real guns or any kind of gun because he says that guns are just for serious business. Guns are just when you're going hunting to get some food for the table or when you're going out traveling along the road and you're making sure that the coyotes and so forth are not eating on your cattle's food and bothering and so forth. But that's for business. That's bad, deadly business." "Oh, well, gee, my dad has guns. He has it hanging on the wall, and he bought me this toy gun for Christmas." "Well, I tell you, my dad would never do that. Say, let's go talk to my dad." And so James invited her to go and talk with her dad, his dad. And they went into his wonderful little study there. He had lived in a beautiful log cabin that he had made himself. And as he went into the log cabin, into the study, there was his father sitting there. "Well, hello," he said to her. "What a wonderful thing to see you here playing with James. It was very nice of you to come over and play with him." "Well, thank you. Now, what is that I see you have in your hands?" "Well, that's a gun my daddy bought me for Christmas as a toy, and it is a lot of fun to play with." "Oh, your daddy bought you a toy gun to play with. My goodness. Now, what do you want to do with that toy gun? What do you want to pretend? You want to pretend that you're shooting things? And what are you going to pretend that you're shooting?" "Well, I pretend that I'm shooting all the wolves and I'm shooting all the bad things and I'm shooting at the tree to make target practice and so forth." "Oh, that's interesting. And if you had a real gun and the real gun had bullets in it, would you shoot the bullets at the naughty animals?" "Yes, I would." "Now, why would you do that?" "Because I don't like naughty animals. I don't like animals." "Well, now, do we have the right to take the life of everything just because we don't like them? I don't let James do that because I don't want James to get the wrong idea about taking a life. You see, any time we shoot anything, we've taken a life. We have taken away their right to live and their right to be. And, you know, that's a pretty heavy thing to do." "Well, they're bad animals." "Well, now, they're not bad animals. Animals live here in the woods, in the forest, and we're in Canada here, and this is in the Canadian woods where the animals love to live, and the coyotes live here, and the wolves live here, and the bears live here. And my goodness, if we went around shooting every bear and every coyote and every wolf, we'd have quite a mess." "Yeah, I hadn't thought about that, but, you know, when you shoot something, when you shoot a gun, you must have a definite purpose for it, not just sort of fun to go shooting and not just because it's something that you think shouldn't be there. When I go hunting, for bear or for deer, and I bring them home, and that's part of our food for the table. That's like I'd go to the store and I would buy from the the meat market, the kind of meat that I'd like, deer meat or bear meat or anything else that he'd have. Oh, and you see, I can't go out shooting every deer that walks by here. I'd have too many deer. I couldn't eat them all. And I certainly don't want to shoot all the bear. I don't want to attract them around here or scare them away. I just want to let them be. And, you know, guns give us a wrong impression sometimes. They let us think that we are keeping ourselves safe. But what are we safe from? If we, like I tell James, now James, on your way to school, you just surround yourself with the pure white light of love, which you are, and then watch, and you will see there will be no coyotes and no bears and no wolves that will be bothering you, because you are the pure white light of love. Does that really work? That's right, sweetheart. That really works. James, does that work? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I haven't seen a bear, a wolf, or a coyote on my way to school for years. You know, there are 2 years now that I've been thinking about it, that my dad told me about it. Well, I see coyotes all the time. I see wolves and bears all the time, she said. Well, that's because you have them in your mind and your heart. Now, if you would love these animals, if you'd love them and say, hey, you do your thing and I'll do mine. I surround myself with my pure white light of love and I am untouched by, no, we don't even say untouched. I surround you with my pure white light of love and I am love. And you will not see them. But, of course, you have to begin putting this into practice. Hey, that's interesting. I never heard that from anybody. I'm going to go home and tell my daddy about that. Well, you go home and tell your daddy about it, but make sure that when you tell your daddy about it, you say that you are treating everything that lives on the planet Earth with a right to live and a right to be, and that's the important thing. Well, she went home and she told her daddy, and she goes, Daddy, did you know what James's father said? He said everything has a right to live and that I shouldn't kill things and I shouldn't hurt things and I shouldn't shoot animals because I'm afraid of them. I should surround myself with the pure white light of love so that I don't have to be afraid of animals. James's father told you that? James's father told you that? Come, let's go talk to James's father. And so together the daddy and the young girl went to speak to James's father. And James's father, yes, I told her that. Well, sir, I want to say thank you so much. I never had the words to say those things, but I've always felt that. I too, like you, go out and hunt for food for the table, and I too go and shoot things that might be getting after my horses or after my things, but I don't just shoot just to shoot. And I never had any way of telling her about this, and I never thought my daughter would want to have a gun, but that was a toy that she wanted, and I got it for her. Well, my goodness, I am so happy, James's father, I'm so happy that you were able to tell her this and that she was able to understand it. And I'm going to make sure that all of my children understand this too, because that's a beautiful way to say it. I surround myself with my pure white light of love, and I surround all the animals in the forest here with my pure white light of love. Wow, that's so beautiful. Now, I heard this story from this little girl as she was telling her friends about it in school. And it's such a wonderful thing, but you see, it's not a matter that we should or shouldn't have guns to play with. It's a matter that we don't need to have guns. We don't need to have these things to play with. All we want to do is to play with things that are for play. And guns are certainly not for play, even play guns. You know, this is Mr. Cannon. Whoops, 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 whoops. Hey, guys, guess what? I see out the window there Mr. Sandman. He's got his bag of pixie dust. He's going to be in here in a few minutes. He's going to sprinkle that pixie dust all over you as you go to sleep. So now, I tell you, I'll sit by your bedside again, and you just grab your mommy and your daddy and give them a big hug and say, I love you, I love you, I love you. And then turn to your brothers and sisters over there. See them? They're watching in the corner. They're pretending they're not watching. Say, hi, brothers and sisters, and I love you, I love you, I love you. And slide under the covers there, because now here comes Mr. Sandman. And he's sprinkling his pixie dust all over. your brothers and sisters are going to get it too if they don't know it. And they'll be so surprised they fall right to sleep right where they are and have beautiful, happy dreams and wake up with a smile on their face and know that all is good and very good. So until I come by next time, this is Mr. Candle saying, I love you. I love you. I love you.